by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another week of Rise and Shine, another week with Madani Channel, inshallah azza jalla. Alhamdulillah. What is today's topic? Is something which is needed, something which is needed in our lifetime, something which is we need to add to our character. Yes, our characters are lacking this particular characteristic. Our characters are lacking this characteristic. What is this characteristic? Inshallah Azza Jal, we can find out very, very soon. My dear viewers, inshallah. But first, Alhamdulillah Azza Jal, as we do each and every single day, we listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, then please, whatever it is you are doing, just pause for a few moments, inshallah Azza Jal, and give your full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Let's begin our day by listening to the best of all kalams, the best of all speeches, the best of all books, the greatest of all books, that which is from the creator of all of the worlds, the creator of mankind, to the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We are on the second part, the second chapter of the glorious Quran. Let's listen to it along with the Urdu translation, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم.
اور جب تم عورتوں کو طلاق دو اور ان کی میعاد آ لگے تو اس وقت تک یا بھلائی کے ساتھ روک لو یا نکوئی یعنی اچھے سلوک کے ساتھ چھوڑ دو اور انہیں ضرر دینے کے لیے روکنا نہ ہو کہ حد سے بڑھو اور جو ایسا کرے وہ اپنا ہی نقصان کرتا ہے اور اللہ کی آیتوں کو ٹھٹھا نہ بنا لو اور یاد کرو اللہ کا احسان جو تم پر ہے اور وہ جو تم پر کتاب و حکمت اتاری تمہیں نصیحت دینے کو اور اللہ سے ڈرتے رہو اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے.
وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَن يَنكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَاضَوْا بَيْنَهُنَّ بالمعروف ذلك يوعظ به من كان منكم يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ذلكم أزكى لكم وأطهر والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
اور جب تم عورتوں کو طلاق دو اور ان کی میعاد پوری ہو جائے تو اے عورتوں کے والیوں انہیں نہ روکو اس سے کہ اپنے شوہروں سے نکاح کر لیں جبکہ آپس میں موافق شرع رضا مند ہو جائیں. یہ نصیحت اسے دی جاتی ہے کہ جو تم میں سے اللہ اور قیامت پر ایمان رکھتا ہو یہ تمہارے لیے زیادہ ستھرا اور پاکیزہ ہے اور اللہ جانتا ہے اور تم نہیں جانتے.
والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما.
اور مائیں دودھ پلائیں اپنے بچوں کو پورے دو برس اس کے لیے جو دودھ کی مدت پوری کرنی چاہے اور جس کا بچہ ہے اس پر عورتوں کا کھانا پہننا ہے حسب دستور کسی جان پر بوجھ نہ رکھا جائے گا مگر اس کے مقدور بھر. ماں کو ضرر نہ دیا جائے اس کے بچے سے اور نہ اولاد والے کو اس کی اولاد سے یا ماں ضرر نہ دے اپنے بچے کو اور نہ اولاد اپنی اولاد کو. اور جو باپ کا قائم مقام ہے اس پر بھی ایسا ہی واجب ہے. پھر اگر ماں باپ دونوں آپس کی رضا اور مشورے سے دودھ چھڑانا چاہیں تو ان پر گناہ نہیں.
وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَن تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُم مَّا آتَيْتُم بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
اور اگر تم چاہو کہ دائیوں سے اپنے بچوں کو دودھ پلواؤ تو بھی تم پر مضائقہ نہیں جبکہ جو دینا ٹھہرا تھا بھلائی کے ساتھ انہیں ادا کر دو اور اللہ سے ڈرتے رہو اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ تمہارے کام دیکھ رہا ہے.
صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We have listened to the glorious Quran, the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. And there were many things which were covered in those verses. Alhamdulillah, we are still on Surah Al-Baqarah. Madhavi was the second chapter, the second part of the glorious Quran. There would be many of us who will have so many things on their heads for this coming week. There would be so many things. There may be very important. There may be appointments. There may be other important things which are to occur this week. Things which could be life-changing even. Or there may have been such casualties or sadnesses or even things of happiness over the weekend or last week, my dear viewers. But remember, whatever has happened in the last week, whatever has happened, we must always praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always glorify and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever it was that did occur, and sometimes we may even think, thank Allah, but what if something bad happened to me? For example, what if somebody had passed away from my family? My dear viewers, whatever it may be, sometimes you think something is hard, but if there was to be a hardship befalling us too, if there was a hardship which had befallen as my day viewers. Even then we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because there could have been a greater difficulty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reflected, has removed from our path. There could have been, or they could have been much worse. Let's just say somebody had a very minor car crash. They just bumped into somebody else. And they're thinking, oops, you know, now there's going to be a problem, especially in the United Kingdom. We have, you know, there's all sorts of things when it comes to cars and the ruling, the laws. You know, things do become difficult. So maybe worried, but my dear viewers, that could be a blessing. It could be something to open our eyes. It could be something to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A reason. And it could have been much worse, but maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved us from a greater casualty. So whatever it is, my dear viewers, we should be thankful for all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And even the slightest of hardship, remember, when a person is given a hardship, when he is given a hardship, in fact, sometimes it's illnesses or diseases, somebody may discover that I have cancer now. Somebody may have discovered that I have diabetes now. Somebody may have discovered that, you know, I have such and such, whatever the illness may be. Nowadays it's COVID, that I have COVID. My dear viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that when He loves His servant, His slave, and we do need to go into the kalam inshallah too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when He loves His slave and He loves His servant, then He sends an infliction, a hardship upon them. Why? So that this can be a means of the forgiveness of these people's sins. And that when He comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they shall be free from sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant them entrance into Jannah. So my dear viewers, whatever it is, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever comes, yes, we must pray. Dua is mukhul ibadah. Dua is the silahul mu'min, the weapon of a believer, the essence of worship, my dear viewers. Pray, regularly do dua. That's a separate topic. My dear viewers, inshallah, today we have another topic, a beautiful topic, inshallah. What this is, you shall find out very, very soon, my dear viewers. But first, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to the praise of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aapki nisbat anana-e Hussain hai badi daulat anana-e Hussain dur kar furqat anana-e Hussain اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی غم تمہارا چین لے اے نانا اے حسین اب مدینے میں بلا کر دور کر یہ غمِ فرقت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین میں مدینے کا مسافر اب بنوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین چل مدینہ کی بشارت دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین اپنا غم اور جشن ہم دے دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین عشق میں آہے ضرور و تار ہوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین یا رسول اللہ کی انظر حالنا یا حبیب اللہ کی اسمع قالنا اننی فی بحر ہم مغرق خذ یدی ساحلنا اشکالنا اپنے جلبوں سے عطا فرمائیے نزعہ میں راحت اے نانا اے حسین تو بقیے پاک میں دو گز زمین تم پے تربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین دعوت اسلامی والوں پر صدا کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین ہر ولی کا واسطہ تار پر کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have just joined us, Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Dear viewers, the recitation of the glorious Quran. And as well as that, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, we have listened to a Naat Sharif of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Now some people may be thinking, we kept hearing the name Hussein in that. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they continue to mention Nana-i Hussein, Nana refers to the grandfather. The grandfather, the mother's father. So Hazrat Imam Hussein, Hazrat Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, these were the two children of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was, as I mentioned, the beloved daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were the grandchildren. So this was praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as undoubtedly the family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers of Madani Channel, as I said, today's topic is very, very important. What is today's topic? Today's topic is being kind, being polite. Being kind and being polite, my dear viewers. Same thing, kind, polite. What is the difference? If you want to get into the linguistics of it, you'll have to check a dictionary. Allahu Akbar, I do not know the difference, my dear viewers. But generally, they are the same thing, being kind, being polite. These are some attributes, some characteristics which we do really need to adopt. We need to add these to our mannerism, to our characteristics. We should be kind people. We should be kind people. Now, my dear viewers on the channel, you get different sorts of people. Now, people come from different nations. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us within the glorious Quran that He has created us, you know, from nations, and He also mentions the reason in the glorious Quran, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you are able to recognize, to know each other, my dear viewers. So that you are able to recognize one another. People come from different nations. We have the Americas, we have England, the United Kingdom, we have other big nations. You know, it could be whether it's down south, Australia, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, or whether it's, you know, up north, Russia, China, and the Indian subcontinent, whether it's Africa, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So people are different, they look different, they are of different skin color, people are of different languages, you know, they speak different languages, and the languages is something, my dear viewers, which, well, it's said that it changes every 15 miles, but now this change is limited, right? Because now we have the media, so it's the same language being passed on, not just over 15 miles or so, or 15 kilometers. I think 15 kilometers is what I read a very long time ago, but now it's over entire nations. So, for example, you could have the entire England who speak the same language, only with a little bit of difference in pronunciation. But generally, even worldwide, people here speak very, very similar to those in America. Why? Because now there's the media, my dear viewers. So what am I talking about? Inshallah, you shall come to understand. So there are of people who are of different color, different skin color, but it doesn't mean that some, due to their skin color, are superior than others. No, we are told this. It doesn't matter about your skin color. This doesn't matter. Because whether you are white or black, whatever it is, whatever your skin color is, brown, whatever your skin color is, what makes a person greater than another is his taqwa, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his God consciousness. This is what's important, my dear viewers. So there'll be people of different skin colors, people of different languages. Languages change. And, you know, I've recently heard that in there's one particular place where they have thousands of different languages. Thousands of different languages within one same country. Allahu Akbar. Thousands. This is something which is quite shocking, my dear viewers. But there's reasons to that, and I don't want to go into that. But different languages. So there are so many people who are different. And then we have some things, some characteristics within these people. We have different characteristics within these different people, which make us either attracted to like such people or even dislike some people. And there are, as I said, different sort of people. Some people, when they come from particular places, they are stronger. Some people are more ferocious. They may be, you know, people who try to make life difficult for others. But many a time, what this depends on is the background they are coming from, the environment they are in. And this is something which has the most effect on a person. Everybody is affected by the people they are with. If I am with people who are always swearing, then naturally that will have an effect on me. And in my normal language, I may begin to swear. If I am always around people who are always lying, then I know they are lying. They're just constantly lying, and it's completely normal for them to lie. If I am around such people, then I too will begin to lie. If I am around such people who commit robbery, who steal, I may also go into that. I may also begin to steal. If there are people around me who are selling drugs all the time, and I see, wow, look how much money they're earning, then automatically I will think, you know, why don't I do this too? So we are all affected by the people around us, my dear viewers. And naturally, similarly, if we were to be around people who are nice and kind and polite, then we can also adopt this trait. We can also adopt this politeness. We can also adopt this kindness. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Yes, we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah. Thumma Alhamdulillah. The greatest of all blessings is our Iman. And we must be thankful. We must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having granted us Iman. And another very, very important thing is that we must always pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you have granted us Iman. Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, we thank you for granting us Iman, the best and greatest of all blessings. But Ya Allah, we also beg you, we must do this dua, my dear viewers. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He gives us death, then He gives us death upon Iman. Ya Allah, when we leave this world, Ya Allah, grant us death upon Iman too. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we have Iman, my dear viewers. And being Muslims, we are followers of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is something which some people do not know, my dear viewers. But there were other prophets. And many of us would know that, yes, there were other prophets. There were other prophets, there were other messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last and final messenger. Remember this, we all understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last and final messenger. There can never possibly be a prophet or a messenger after Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. It's not possible, my dear viewers. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last and final messenger. But before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many other prophets. There were many other messengers. And something that's really, really beautiful is that as Muslims, all those prophets who are real prophets, we accept them all. From Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Shisa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, there were many in between. We come to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We come to, and again I'm missing many in between, my dear viewers. From Hazrat Ibrahim, remember we don't know all the names of all the prophets, all the messengers. And even within the glorious Quran, there are only a specific number. Round about 25 who are mentioned within the glorious Quran, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know every single one of them, but we have been told that there were approximately 313 messengers and approximately 124,000 prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, those who are messengers are also considered prophets. There's just a little difference between some were given a book and or some sort of scripture and others were not. What was I talking about, my dear viewers? We're talking about being polite. And as I was saying, that yes, Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, we believe in all of these who are true prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst these, there was one great prophet who we would have all heard of. He is Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And for those that are watching, some may think, oh yes, Alhamdulillah, you know, I know Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of us would know Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We would know about the famous story of Musa and Fir'aun. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun, many of us would know the story. And immediately we think of Egypt, my dear viewers. Well, maybe we think of Egypt. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who some call Moses. Alhamdulillah, we call them Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Arabic language. They're known as Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, it's said about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he was a, as I said, different prophets have different characteristics. And he was a person who was a very, very strong person. Yes, physically he was very, very strong. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, physically he was very, very strong. But you see, in his characteristics too, he would be very, very hard. He would be very, very hard, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. I'm just thinking hard is possibly the best word coming to my mind at this moment. Now, what is this famous story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? That when he was born, Fir'aun was, you know, there was some sort of prophecy which he heard about, that the person who is born on this particular day, etc., then he shall be the cause of the destruction of Fir'aun. And then Fir'aun starts to kill. Yes, he begins to kill so many individuals, thousands upon thousands, possibly many more, possibly 100,000. Allahu alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his mother, he placed him into the basket. And this is why we call baskets, Moses baskets, for children. Because Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was placed in a basket. And he was placed in the river Nile, such a huge river, the greatest river of the world, my dear viewers, the biggest river in the world. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a baby, was placed in a box and placed in the river Nile. And then somebody came, and who picks up Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? The daughter of Fir'aun, and brings this child to Fir'aun and his wife Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. It said that she herself was inflicted with some sort of illness, some sort of disease. And then she placed his hands and rubbed it on her face. And then she became cured from this illness, from this disease. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam brings this child up. And it's a long story. I don't wish to go through the whole story. Inshallah, maybe soon you'll be able to listen to the entire story, inshallah. But that good news, inshallah, you shall hear very, very soon, my dear viewers. Nevertheless, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was brought up by Fir'aun, he said Fir'aun would not eat unless Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as a child, was with him. And he would place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in his own lap. And he would feed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with his own hands. Yes, Fir'aun. Yeah, it's the same Pharaoh who we think. Some say that it was, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce the name, but I think it's Ramesses, if I remember correctly. The Ramesses the second, possibly. If you look back into history, that it was this particular Pharaoh. Because remember, what does Pharaoh mean? There was not only one, there were many Pharaohs. Pharaoh refers to a king of Egypt. You can say the ruler of Egypt was known as a Pharaoh. And he would claim to be God, mazallah. So he himself would feed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He brought up Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a person who everybody respected. Why? Because Fir'aun brought him up. Fir'aun would even pass him around. If there was to be some sort of feast, Fir'aun would pass him around to others, and they would all feed him. They would all respect and love Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, why am I saying this? Why am I mentioning this story? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the glorious Quran, He says that فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and as well as his own relative Hazrat Harun, who also became a prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering, particularly Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that say, my dear viewers, I'll recite the entire ayah, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. The translation from Kanz al-Iman is, so speak to him gently. So speak to him gently in the hope that he may reflect or have some fear. This is later during the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We talk about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being strong. It said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had slapped a Coptic. So what happened was there were two people, one from the Bani Israel, and one was a Qibti, a Coptic. Coptics are known as the ancient Egyptians. These people are known as the Coptics. And those who were believers are from the Banu Israel, from that particular generation, or the lineage of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, they are known as the Bani Israel. And the Bani Israel were considered to be like slaves. This is going into the history, my dear viewers. But they were considered to be slaves, so, and the two were fighting, the Coptic and the one individual from the Banu Israel. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam stopped them. He broke the fight between them. And then the Coptic, it said, began to attack Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So that the Musa alayhi salam slapped him, and he only, and in them days this is what would happen, that people would slap each other. This was their method of fighting. I don't know if exactly that's how they fought, but this is generally what would happen. So said Hazrat Musa alayhi salam slapped him, and the strength of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was so much that that person died. That person, that Coptic, he died. So then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was worried that now they were after Hazrat Musa alayhi salam himself. So he goes away to a far land, and then many things happen there, my dear viewers. But then later, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go back to Fir'aun and now invite him to Islam. I say Islam because every prophet brought down the same religion. Every prophet brought down their religion, and the religion of every one of them was Islam. What do I mean by Islam? I mean belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the prophet of the time. And every prophet would also give the glad tidings of the last and final prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Yes, the rulings were not exactly the same. The rulings were not exactly the same, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is special. There are so many blessings we have that they did not have. Nevertheless, Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam was ordered to go and call Fir'aun. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he orders Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam to go to Fir'aun, remember, Fir'aun is out to kill Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam. Because now there's that enmity between them. Now there's no longer that safety which Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam had been granted. So Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam was supposed to be captured. Hazrat Musa alayhi sallam was worried, now if I'm going to go there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered him to go, so now he's ready to go. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also told him something else. What was this? That, O Musa, speak to him kindly. Speak to him kindly. This was Fir'aun. This is the lesson, my dear viewers. This is the reason I've mentioned so much, Allahu Akbar. This was Fir'aun. He was the Pharaoh. He used to call himself the Rabb, the Lord. He used to say that I am the Lord. He used to claim to be God. There are some things, my dear viewers, which cannot be forgiven. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amongst the greatest of sins. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls himself God, Allahu Akbar. And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to speak kindly with him. And there are many reasons the scholars give as to why this was. Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to speak kindly to Fir'aun? My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's move to our daily reminder. And then, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall find out. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful story to begin with. Once a person, he went to visit one of his person that he knew, his friend. And as he was going on the way to visiting his friend, he met up with another person. And this person asked him, who are you going to go and visit? And he mentioned his name. And he goes, do you know that person? And the person replied that, I don't really know him much, no. And he says, what is your intention? Why are you going to go and meet him? And he says, because he's a Muslim and I wish to go and see him and I wish to go and make dua for him because I am a well-wisher for that person. So he says that congratulations be on you because Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me to give you the good news that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared the gardens of paradise for you. This is the mafhum of this story that is mentioned by the scholars. You know, going and visiting sick people. There are so many people in hospitals, in homes, that we know of. And there are so many sick people in hospitals and homes that we don't know of, but they are Muslims. And it is one of their rights that we go and we visit these people. Majority of the time, we only go and visit our own family and friends that we know. But Wendy Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I can guarantee you, there are so many people out there in hospitals, in homes that are struggling. Maybe some of them don't even have anyone to come and visit them. We visited a hospital once, and the person there, he told us shockingly that it's been 2 years that he's been really ill in this hospital, but no one has ever come to see him, not even his family members. So don't always assume and think that all these people that are ill in hospitals and homes, they've got wide, you know, huge families that can come and see them. No, as Muslims, we need to go and see these people. We need to take gifts for them. We need to make dua for them. And this is the time of need. A good Muslim is he who will go and visit these people. And sadly, most of the time, these people don't, maybe they don't have anyone to come and see them. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the reminder for today is there are many people who are ill. Go and see them. Go and ask about them. Go and see how you can help them. And the best Muslim is the one that helps for others. And this, as they say, you've lived for yourself. Try living for others as well. Try to think about these people. Try to put happiness into their hearts and their mind as well. There are so many people who are at this moment of time, there might be someone in hospital now waiting, looking towards that door that their Muslim brothers will come and see them. And sadly, just imagine if days and days pass by, no one comes in to see them. You know, and these people, sadly, their conditions may be deteriorating every single day just because of this thought. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I make the intention. Let's all make this intention that inshallah, Azza wa Jal, from today, we will go and we will visit these sick people. Take a gift for them. Take, you know, some fruits for them and make dua for them. When you go, make dua for them. Now, you might be thinking, I don't even know this person. I don't even know how he's going to feel me coming here. But my dear Islam brothers, at least go. This is, you know, instead of asking questions, you know, don't be reluctant. Go there. Have someone to help you. Maybe inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by you going there, it could improve the condition of that person. And a good Muslim is he, whatever he thinks good about himself, he will think good of other people as well. And this is what the beauty of Islam is. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and visit sick people. He used to go and make dua for them. Do it for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sadly, this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is slowly dying away. Because why? I don't have time. I'm too busy at work. I don't get enough time. I come back from work. I'm tired. Sadly, we've come to a stage where our own parents, you know, we go and visit them once a week and they only live down the road. Why? Because I'm busy. That is not a good thing to do. You know, our own brothers and sisters, uncles and aunties, our blood relations, yeah, they're sick, they're ill, but we don't have time to go and see them. Inshallah, that needs to change and we need to change it now. If we go and visit these people, you don't know how much happiness you may put into his heart. And maybe, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if we are ill, we'll have someone to come to us as well. Or remember what the English saying is, that what goes round, comes round. If you can't take time out to go and visit someone today, is someone going to come and visit you when you are ill? And you'll be sat on your bed thinking, I wish someone can come and make dua for me. I wish someone can come and see me. But why would someone come? I never used to go to anyone. So inshallah, Azawajal, this, take this reminder. I'm going to take it seriously. Let's all take it seriously and change the lives of many people. Your smile could change the life of many people. You visiting them could change many people as well, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward us and may Allah give us all the ability to act upon this as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We're speaking about Hazrat Musa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, it seems like our entire program is being dedicated to this particular story. Inshallah, there are many more, just whatever time allows for, inshallah, the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was to go to Fir'aun and make, he could say in a way, make Fir'aun an offer that come towards Islam, accept Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the one and only creator, the one and only God, and Fir'aun to be a servant of God. This is what was being demanded of Fir'aun. If you don't accept it, you'll be ruined. If you do accept it, then you will never grow old. This is what one of the things. That you will never grow old. My dear viewers, imagine never growing old. People will love it. You will gain the experience of life. You will gain that wisdom. You will gain that, you know, those many years of living. But you will just never turn old. Allahu Akbar. You will always remain a king. Imagine being given the guarantee that you will remain a king. One thing is becoming a king. But what if your land was to be conquered by another ruler or something? He was guaranteed his kingdom. You will continue to remain a king. You will continue to gain all the, you know, goodnesses of the foods and the drinks or whatever it is until you die. But what's the condition? You must accept Islam. Accept Islam, accept the message of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The claim of being God, mazallah, of being a Lord, this you must renounce, this you must, you now your claim must be that you are the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you must accept as a prophet. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to go to this same person. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to speak kind and polite words. What is the lesson we learn from this? Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was ordered to be kind and polite to Fir'aun. Fir'aun was the greatest, you can say, enemy of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. The greatest enemy of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, when we are speaking to another person, we need to question and ask ourselves, how is it that we speak? If somebody was to say something to us, how do we react? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah. We're speaking about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam now. He lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved this blessed city of Makkah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved Makkah al-Mukarramah. But there were some people who made his life so difficult, really, who made living there in Makkah al-Mukarramah so difficult. If he wished to pray, mazallah, sometimes they would throw the remains of dead animals, the intestines, the inner organs. These they would shamelessly, with no shame whatsoever, they would throw on top of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he would be strangled, sometimes he would be hit and harmed. His own companions who were around him, some were tortured, others were killed, martyred. Life was made so difficult for him that he had to leave his own land, he had to leave his own home, his own family, the place he recognizes, the people he recognizes, the streets which he was brought up in. He had spent his entire life there. This, he had to leave. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the difficulty he went through. Let's go to the daily hadith sharif and inshallah azzajal, then we shall hear more on this. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, who are the best of the people? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Qur'an and teach the Qur'an. How beautiful are these words. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. And there are many, many blessings in regards to reciting, doing the tilawat of the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an, it will be a proof for us on the Day of Judgment. The Qur'an, it will intercede for us on the Day of Judgment. For every letter that we recite of the Qur'an, 10 good deeds are recorded for us. And the reciter of the glorious Qur'an, he remains in the company of the angels, and constantly good reward is written down for him. The Qur'an, it cleanses our hearts, and it will be the Qur'an that will lead us into paradise. And in one narration, the position in paradise will be determined by the amount of Qur'an that we have memorized in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep connected with the glorious Qur'an, and may we spend our entire lives in teaching and in learning the glorious Qur'an. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, inshallah, that was, mashallah, our daily hadith sharif, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That individual we are speaking about, that individual we are hearing about right now, the best of all individuals. He was subjected to so much torture, so much difficulty in Makkah al-Mukarramah, that he had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. He went towards the most beautiful of all cities, Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. And there was the Battle of Badr, there was the Battle of Uhud, when his own uncle was martyred, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anh. And not only was he martyred, but sadly, his body was cut open, organs were removed. So he himself, his family, the people around him, went through so much hardship, so much difficulty. But yet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when entering Makkah al-Mukarramah, when opening Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was forgiving, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kind. This was a day to take revenge for what they had done. Nobody could forgive another person for what they had done. Allahu Akbar. Really, nobody could forgive another person after what had happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his people. But yet, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was undoubtedly the greatest of all examples in the entire history. Most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And he has granted this rahmat to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That this has been manifested from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, and this was the mercy, the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had forgiven such people. This was the kindness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we have been joined by a very, very special guest. Alhamdulillah, none other than our own, mashallah, Muballigh of Da'at Islami of Madani Channel, respected Amir al-Din by from South Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. How are you feeling, Amir al-Din bhai?
Ji, alhamdulillah. With the grace of Almighty Allah and His kindness. Alhamdulillah. We cannot thank Him for His kindness enough.
Allah. Amir al-Din bhai, you are in South Africa. It said that some people who are from different places, they have natural different traits. Some things are developed, some things begin naturally. Sometimes people are naturally stubborn. Sometimes people are naturally, they they have a bit of jealousy, and you know, there are many things they have naturally, but these are things we can develop, these are things we can mold. What would you say South African people are? What are they like?
Whole mixed match of everything. We are people with different cultures and different backgrounds, as I say, but the more we align ourselves, obviously, as Muslims, to the conduct of our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the best model for us, then we can obviously develop better character and better traits. So
inshallah.
That's important.
Yeah. Inshallah, this is the important thing. And no doubt for this, we also need in my hall. No doubt for this, we need an environment for one person to help another person. Because sometimes even we forget, even we make mistakes.
Yeah. So this is a very important and very, very relevant topic, kindness. Because as you know, if you look in the Quran as well, there are many, many places where Almighty Allah talks about His own mercy. Like in Surah Baqarah, verse 143, He says, verily, Allah is most kind and merciful to the people.
Amiruddin, by every single chapter of the Quran, other than one, every single chapter, it begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One of the first things a child learns before performing anything, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly is limitless, and it's something we can never comprehend, no doubt about it. But we can gain a little understanding by just looking around us, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us.
Okay, the other very important thing is, we know the fazilas and the benefit of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It has Allah's first Zati name, Allah. His power we cannot even imagine. And then the attributes, Rahman and Rahim, the greatest of his attributes. And the scholars have mentioned Rahman means arm. It means, imagine Allah's mercy is not withheld even from people who disobey Him. Imagine His mercy. People who are atheists, who don't believe in Almighty Allah, He still bestows His favors upon them. How do we get wealth? It is through the kindness of Almighty Allah. Health, whatever everyone possesses, not a thing we can get without the help of Almighty Allah. That's His kindness, His mercy, Rahman. And we are told Rahimiyat is khas for the chosen people, those who love, respect, and align their life with beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we will see the attribute of Rahim, Rahimiyat, in the time of Akhirah, when we'll be privileged through the mercy of Allah and the love of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to enter Jannah. So just imagine how the kindness of Almighty Allah upon us. And if you look at kindness, you find something that Almighty is mentioned also, scholars talk about. Almighty Allah says that out of the 100 parts of mercy, He's only given one part to this dunya and all that it contains. That means we say now, if you see a mother showing affection to her child, it is from Allah, that one mercy of Almighty Allah. When you see animals showing kindness to one another, again, it is that one mercy of Allah that He bestowed upon us. When we see people loving each other and showing kindness to each other, it is that one mercy of Allah. So that is, whatever we do, the fact that Almighty Allah, even after we sin, He gives us the ability to walk, to talk, to live another day, it is His mercy. Then it is mercy giving us an opportunity to seek forgiveness. And when we sin, look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not retaliate immediately. This is again out of His mercy. And again, look at out of His mercy when we sin and we realize that we have made a mistake. And it is this realization is also mercy from Almighty Allah. And when we repent, and even this repentance is from His infinite mercy. Almighty Allah, alhamdulillah, as you said, because of, and that is only one part of the mercy. On the day of judgment, imagine when Almighty Allah bestows upon us from His 99 mercies. Look how merciful Almighty Allah will be. That means we have to strive to get close to Almighty Allah. Now, normally, if you do somebody wrong, this is human nature, our love for the person will never be the same. If somebody hurt you badly and you come and seek forgiveness from you, but look at Almighty Allah. When we do something wrong, Allah, when we seek forgiveness, His love for His slaves increases. Look at the mercy of Allah. He loves us more. He loves us more when we go back to Him in repentance. So how beautiful this is. That means none of us should despair from the mercy of Almighty Allah. And If you look at even the mercy, there's a very beautiful example of Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. You know the story about this woman who was not of a good character, and she saw this thirsty dog near the well, and she took out a shoe and filled water and gave the dog water. And Bilal Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that because of that one act of kindness, she was forgiven. On the converse, there was one woman who Beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned will be tortured and put into hell because she had a cat, and she tied this cat and locked it up, and that cat died of hunger. It means she showed no kindness to animals. Again, we know in the Quran, Almighty Allah talks many times about us being kind to our parents, kindness to parents. What a great status it is. And Almighty Allah, there's many, many verses that we have to show kindness to Almighty Allah, then Almighty Allah will forgive us. And even we know that if you hurt our parents' feelings, Almighty Allah will not forgive us. So kindness to parents. And also, it's mentioned, our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that every act of kindness is charity. That means it doesn't depend on your socio-economical status. Even if you just smile at someone, that means act humble, showing kindness, that is also an act of charity. And also, what our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, that even people who are harsh with him and evil with him, he still taught us to treat them with kindness. In this way, you will win people's love. There's one hadith in Sahih Bukhari. It mentions that our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, he says, you do not do evil to those who do evil to you, but you deal with them with forgiveness and kindness. That means it shows the character of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, another translation of the verse of the Holy Quran. So Almighty Allah says, O Messenger of Allah, it is a great mercy of Allah that you are kind and gentle towards them. For had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have broken away from you. Again, Almighty Allah is showing us it is because of the kind nature of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is from Surah 3, verse 159. It shows you, because of his character, he attracted people towards him, kindness. And there's one hadith where beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, kindness is the mark of faith, and whoever is not kind has no faith. Imagine how serious this hadith is. If you're not kind, don't show kindness, you have no faith. And also, it mentioned, our deen focuses on two things. One is also, it focuses on forgiveness and kindness. And there's also one verse in Surah Baqarah where Almighty Allah says, the translation of this verse, kind speech and forgiveness are better than charity followed by injury. And Allah is free of need and forbearing. That means how, again, it talks about kindness. And again, Islam teaches us that whenever we are kind and we reply humbly and we are polite, and you take care of the feeling of others, and we will be rewarded in the Akhirah. And also, we are also advised that whenever we do anything good, that means out of kindness, we must not do it for expecting something in return. Yeah. That means we should do it solely for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Because again, there's a hadith where beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, keep your good deeds between you and Allah Azza wa Jalla. People aren't going to provide you with Jannah, only He can. That means don't do something good out of kindness and expect acknowledgement from people, respect from people, because people must talk and say that you're a kind person. Leave it to Almighty Allah, because He's the one that will reward us. May Almighty Allah give us the faith to understand these messages.
MashaAllah. So many good points, Amiruddin bhai. Speaking about kindness, I'd like to just ask you one more question, inshallah. Would you say people used to be more kind from your own experiences? Would you say people used to be more kind and now they're less kind, or is it the other way around?
I think now people are so engrossed with materialism. So I my general feeling is people, even amongst their own families, they're not even kind to their own children. Now when you talk about kindness, you see, and this is something that we need to discuss as well, that sometimes parents display the kindness by giving the material things. You know, the kindness will come from the depth of your heart. Show love. Don't show irritation. Because today we are so preoccupied with our life. Find very few people are tolerant and show kindness. It means they're so, because they're preoccupied with other things in life, so they've got no time to show the true affection But effectively, you've got to be soft and caring. And you know, your you must give time to your family, to your friend, whoever. You mustn't be preoccupied. What I notice now is because of preoccupation, with every other thing then leads you to please Almighty Allah, you find that apparently it may look like something good, but inwardly it can cause problems because we don't show. See, especially with kids, with children, they can see and they judge you how kind you are. When you're saying something, it is really coming from the depth of your heart with true love, or you're just saying things to get rid of them. Like you can say to someone, I love you. But say, yes, yes, I love you. That means the way your tone and your body language, which spells love. But you find the person say, I love you, but he's busy with his laptop, or he's busy with his phone. And especially we do this with our children. We don't show them the kindness that they actually need. So this is something that we must, because see, ever since our children, when they become disobedient as they grow up, and then we say we have provided them with everything, so how can they disobey them? But the thing, you didn't show them that kindness, that love that you're supposed to. And we, because the question you have, and I see this, many people are complaining about these kind of things.
SubhanAllah, a beautiful advice there. Jazakallahu khairah for that, mashallah, wa azza wa jal. And again, thank you so much for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, ya azza wa jal. This was our respected and honorable guest from South Africa, Pretoria, if that's how you pronounce it, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, our respected Amiruddin Bhai. You know, there were many, many brilliant pieces of advice, you can say, Madani pearls, which we could have taken from them. And I think one thing I would like to reiterate is kindness should begin with our own family. Yes, it really should be. We need to be kind to our own family, to our own spouses and children. We need to be kind to our spouse, we need to be kind to our children. And sometimes, yes, you find people who they're considered the most generous of people, but they will not spend anything on their own family. Maybe this is something we shall touch upon. And in fact, also coming to children, a beautiful incident from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to mind. And really, this is so, so beautiful. It's from the entire seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's one of the most favorite aspects. And no doubt, each and every single part of it is beautiful in its own way. But there's some parts we like more than others, my dear viewers. Let's, inshallah, first move to our kalam of the day, inshallah, and then we shall hear a little moment. Let's see what that is. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وفاقين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحين مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا
Ya akraman khalki mali man aduzu bihi. Ya akraman khalki mali man aduzu bihi. Siwaka inda hulul hadith al-amali. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madan Inshallah, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise Unshared. We've had a beautiful kalam there by our respected and honorable Haji Abdul Habib Attari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and bless them, inshallah azza jal. Today's topic, I said I'll mention a quick story, you can say, a quick incident from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something I personally just honestly striking. It's absolutely amazing. No doubt, it's just amazing, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once with the companions. And a person, his son, he couldn't find his son. He was searching everywhere for his son, but he could not find his own child. So he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, and he asks them, "Have you seen my son? Have you seen my child?" And one companion says that, "I saw him playing with other children at a particular place, at such and such place." And then you can imagine this person, he must have felt relieved. He must have felt so happy, so excited, and you know, with that hope. You must have had that hope. "Oh yes, you know, yes, my child's at such and such place." So then you would imagine this person to rush to their child. And that's exactly what this person was going to do. He was about to rush to his child to find where his child is, where his child's playing with the other children. But the Prophet ﷺ stops him. And Rasulullah ﷺ says something to him, my dear viewers, which is just phenomenal. It is phenomenal what Rasulullah ﷺ says to him. What is it that Rasulullah ﷺ says to him? The Messenger of Allah ﷺ says to him that when you go, just be careful in one matter. What is this? When you go to your child and you call out to your child, when you call out to him by his name, and don't say, "Oh son," or "Oh my son." When you're calling out to the child, don't say, "Oh son." I generally say, "Son, come over here. Come over here, my son." The Prophet ﷺ says, "Don't." Why? Because there may be a child from amongst those who is an orphan, who maybe does not have a mother or a father, either or both. And if you were to call out and say, "Oh my son," maybe that child may just for a moment think in his mind, "If only my father was here to call me son. If only my mother was alive to call me son. If only there was somebody who could call out to me and say, oh son." And this thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just absolutely, is phenomenal. Honestly, it's phenomenal, my dear viewers. Who would ever think such? But this was the kindness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kindness of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, even to children. And at such a time where you just think, okay, let's continue with whatever we are doing. Let's talk or do, you know, whatever it may have been, my dear viewers. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look what he was thinking. You know, a person must be rushing to the child, but one minute, do not call him out by saying, "Oh son." Dear viewers of Mother Child, alhamdulillah, being Muslims, we have the greatest role model. You know, people look towards many individuals to be their role model. Celebrities nowadays. But alhamdulillah, throughout the entire history, you can look at any person in any nation, any country, any continent, and you will not find anybody like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is one. He is perfect. He is brilliant. He is perfect. He is perfect. We'll leave it as that, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is undoubtedly perfect. My dear viewers, let's quickly move to a fun promo before we conclude our program. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
There are many ways to earn the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and reward from His court. Let me share with you an idea where you can earn huge amounts of reward. Yes, all you have to do is to support what you're watching right now. Yes, Madani channel. Imagine your donation will be used to raise the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in order to mention the praise of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to mention the hamd of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and to say the naat of Mustafa, to explain the tafsir of Quran and sharaf hadith, to distribute the knowledge and wisdom to the world. You can imagine a great cause and its reward waiting for you in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You can set up a standing order onto these details. Support your beloved Madani channel.
Dawat Islami UK Madani channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456 0. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3456 0. BIC LOYD GB 21087.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. The viewers of Madani channel, this phenomenal organization set up and founded by such a great, profound individual, Amira Ahli Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and grant them a long and healthy life. My dear viewers of Madani channel, they have set up this organization, alhamdulillah, which is performing works in over 100 different various departments. And from amongst these, many of them pertain to teaching children, teaching elderly, teaching people of any age, and teaching people about the deen, about the fundamentals, about the fara'id, the obligations, about salah, about zakat, etc. My dear viewers, and taking people who were previously people who used to drink alcohol, people who used to sin, perform many sins, and alhamdulillah, bringing them towards the deen, changing their life, really bringing out a revolution in their lives. Alhamdulillah, so many people have changed. Alhamdulillah, so many people are performing so much good, spreading the deen, spreading the religion. We have hundreds of thousands, so tens of thousands, I can say, in different departments. Alhamdulillah, altogether hundreds and thousands, without any exaggeration, hundreds and thousands of people who didn't pray their salah, they began to pray salah. Who didn't know anything about salah, they know the obligations, the rulings, etc., etc., and many more, my dear viewers. So please do try to contribute towards Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, the details were just given. It's not very difficult to just transfer, contribute towards Dawat Islami, inshallah, in whatever way you can. My dear viewers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and all those who are contributing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the good and pious du'as. That's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning tomorrow, inshallah. For now, continue to watch Madani channel and send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will